We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is related to the story over the weekend in Columbus, Ohio, where two players were arrested, accused of rape and kidnapping a 19-year-old woman. Columbus police say in an affidavit, one of the individuals, Amir Reap, told the victim to say the encounter was consensual on a video recording. That recording was recovered. The idea of seeking proof of consent concerns sexual violence researchers and prevention advocates. A criminal defense attorney in Columbus said this. He advises clients to obtain a written consent for sexual acts, even if it's just a text message, and any sort of audio or video recording indicating consent is good. If they don't in this climate, they're going to suffer some consequence. I want to give you a little more of the story, then we'll chime in. You want to chime in at any point, you can. 651-989-9226. You have, obviously, what's going on with the Harvey Weinstein situation. Sexual assault prevention advocates say they see more instances of young people advised to get proof of consent, but formal documentation, writing, or video doesn't capture consent, really. Here is a communication director for the National Sexual Violence Resource Center. It should be taken as a red flag that a person would have enough doubts about whether or not consent was established to address this type of agreement before or after an encounter. Because in reality, one of the most important things for people to know about consent is that if you have any doubts, then the interaction should not move forward. Another number of individuals also point out, Dan and Adam, that, okay, if somebody consents, let's say it's before, that doesn't mean anything and everything is allowed the rest of the way. At any point, a male or female is allowed to say, stop, enough, that's it. And you can't just say, well, guess what? 10 minutes ago on our phone, you gave consent. So we're doing this and that, and you don't have any choice. Now, on our show, which we've touted a lot, Curb did a spoof on this, where Larry meets a new woman, and he's at her place, and he sets up the phone, and he said, am I allowed to put my arm around you? Am I allowed to put my other arm potentially grazing against your breasts? Am I allowed to begin kissing here, potentially talking? And they're doing all this. So they're having fun with this concept on the type of concept that only Curb Your Enthusiasm would do because it's such a serious and complicated topic. Sexual assault and rape and, like, what's still lacking with all these rape kits and what happens to people. These are enormously serious issues. So we all should be open to ideas. What's our guess, Adam, you first, of encounters when it's the first time someone is going to, whatever you might be doing sexually, where you are going to text consent, where you're going to video consent?
Well,
and that's the scenario.
You, it sounds so awkward to me, and but in this day and age, how people meet now. I mean, essentially, most people meet through their phone now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I mean, it would not surprise me that okay, there's a checklist on it now. Like, once you know, on a third date, if we're getting along, do we check these marks? It would not surprise me. At all.
Dan, as the single one in the room, we think you're very mysterious about your way.
Yes, I am single. Okay. Confirmed, yes.
Would you ever consider this?
I would say no, both in the fact that it's fairly impractical in the moment. And the other problem is that even if you have that afterwards, and somebody's trying to claim that there wasn't consent, you say, well, wait, now I've got this video or I've got this text message, can they not claim that that was coerced? And they claim that you threatened me and I had to record that or I had to send you that message or you're going to, you know.
Excellent point.
They could argue that. And so I don't know that that really spares you anything. I mean, I think, look, maybe this is a naive answer, but I think, you know, if you're in the moment with someone and you're being intimate, you know whether there's consent or not. And if there's not, you just stop.
I'm going to push back on that because a lot of times there's differing views about it the next day.
I mean, I think that happens so often.
And again, not like I'm saying I'm an expert. I just think if you look at what happens over and over again in a lot of these cases where maybe it's sometimes a he said or a he, she said, and I'm talking about friends, let alone who else is involved in what's going on, where somebody's going to say exactly what you said. Yeah. I thought there was absolutely no doubt about what was taking place, and the other person says what you said early in the answer. Mm-hmm. I felt coerced. I felt pressured. I felt violence coming my way. Think about all what's going on here with the Harvey Weinstein situation, where it's pointing out the women, if you believe them, a lot of individuals to believe that everybody's lying about Harvey, too. It's happened before. In this case, I'm believing the women. But a lot of women who are saying they were raped, assaulted, violated by Weinstein continue to have dialogue with him afterwards.
Right.
And the number of experts in sexual abuse will say that isn't that uncommon. Mm-hmm. And it can change our perception, but our willingness to look at how these individuals feel, and if we've never been in that scenario, we should be more open-minded.
I mean, I want to be as open-minded as possible, but then it isn't the fair question. Is there no way to know in the midst of, you know, becoming intimate with somebody whether they're truly consenting or not? I mean, if it can seem obvious to one person,
yeah,
and either way, this isn't a gender thing. If it can seem obvious to one person, the other person thinks that there's some sort of power over or coercive element to it. How does anybody know?
Carter? How does anybody know in this case when the overwhelming amount of times everybody is on the page, okay? But it's a staggering number, whether it's in our state, in this country, across the globe, of men and women who are raped, who are assaulted, who are violated, and then many, many times. When you're trying to put together a case, you may have some evidence, but a lot of it then comes down to the interpretation of each one. And so I get how people are trying to bring other ideas in to the potential assaults.
Yeah, but it does, I see the point, you know, that it does not matter because feelings change, and that's part of what is the dividing issue here is because – and especially if there's alcohol involved, too, because,
yes.
Okay, if I feel like she was a willing participant,
right,
and that she is, for whatever reason, primarily maybe safety, going along with it, and that 24 hours later or even, you know, 8 hours later,
mm-hmm.
she sees the encounter very differently.
Maybe I've seen this before, and I'm just forgetting right now. Do any of the various popular dating sites have something on there where you both can commit to something like that? And now you can say, and again, the same issues can come up. I was drunk. I was a fear. But you look at Tinder, Match, Bumble, Hinge, whatever it might be, and you have something on there. If you don't, Adam, I would think that's a matter of time. I would guess a site or two has it. Wouldn't you guys think
so? I don't know.
I'm on a couple, and I haven't seen anything.
You haven't seen
like
it?
That, you know, but that doesn't mean it's not on others that I.
It can be an appeal to some people too to feel like, hopefully, effectively, but maybe sadly in a naive way that this is going to protect you. 1:29. We're going to come back, give you weather and traffic, and then play in politics. Today we'll have John Rash in studio and Patricia Lopez over at the state capitol. We're trying to track down Cheryl Carter. Cheryl is in 2:30. Cheryl is going to join us. We always enjoy the conversations. Continue to chime in any way you'd like, including on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show, at Chad Hartman Show, or send us a text, 651-989-9226.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.